Sheeran. No, you're not getting up.
Story of the Ruby Sheeran.
Yesterday, we discussed the etzem of stira and gemaras that the Rishonim are all bothered with. We set up and learned that according to the Bahag, the Gemara and Erevin might actually be talking about a situation where you're adding more water for the baby, agav the mother, and that's al yedei Yisrael. And we asked the Kasha, L'chaira, that should be an Isser of Rima B'Shiurim, which potentially should be an Isser D'Araisa. Where do you see that Rima B'Shiurim should be an Isser D'Araisa? So number one, the Gemara Menachos has a suffix. If you have the ability to snatch two branches for two grogeris, or you could have
the heat.
Oh,
that's so good.
Well, but the Rebbe Shlomo had Rachmanis
there.
Yeah. Over here, it's okay. You guys are nice to me. It's your buddy. Okay. The Trevor, you got to give me like a warning next time, like. Yeah. Seriously. Okay. Weiter. What was I saying? What was I saying? Oh, so the Gemara is a suffix. So if the Gemara is a suffix, it's mashma from the suffix of the Gemara that they're on par with each other. If they're on par with each other and we can contend, we have svaros lekan u lekan. On the one hand, to do what? To perhaps break two branches instead of what? Instead of breaking one branch with three grogeris, sounds like Riva B'Shiurim is a very serious isser. Maybe I should have stopped by serious before serious. Sounds like it might be a potential D'Oraisa. Good. At Uber, the Gemara also in Beitzah seems to be saying Riva B'Shiurim is smooth sailing. Riva B'Shiurim is Heter Gomer. Add on to your pot, and no problems. The fact that quantity is not necessary. Not only that, but the Gemara says that you could add water as long as it's fit to drink, to wash your hands and feet, right? That's what we spoke about yesterday. Not necessarily to wash your body. Okay, another discussion for the next question answer on the next Shabbaton. Not that there's a plan for one. Chavra. Purim's a mix of Shabbaton. But Rabbi Sai, there's also Gemara and Chulin that we have to throw into the mix. What does Gemara and Chulin say? What does Gemara and Chulin say? Zera, that you're going to give it to the Zera, that you're going to heat up more food for the guy who's not sick. Sounds like Riva B'Shiurim is a problem. Oh. Then there's one Gemara that I didn't mention, which the Ron mentions in passing. I didn't put on the Marmakomis, but this is an important Gemara. And part of the reason why I didn't put on the Marmakomis is because I didn't want to get sidetracked because I knew you guys would have a million kashas with this Gemara, but that's really not right and we should talk about it. Is the Gemara that says you're not allowed to have a goy for Yontif invite her over to your house. What? Yes. The Gemara, Tadin Shulchan Aruch, a goy cannot come on Yontif. Why? What's the reason, Rabbi Yisai? Gzeira? Shema Yarvishlo. It's an Isser D'Oraisa to cook for a Nachri on Yontif. Lachem V'loy L'Nachri. Isser D'Oraisa. Okay? Sorry. Isser D'Oraisa. You have to have them over Shabbos, don't have them over Yontif. Okay? Sounds like Riva B'Shiurim is a problem. So Zok D'Ran. He makes beautiful sense of all this. Okay? Dr. Ron, first of all, he pulls a Rashba in the Gemara and Chulin. What did the Rashba say in the Gemara and Chulin? Rashba says, you have no Raya from the Gemara and Chulin that Riva B'Shiurim is Asur. We already saw the Rashba. What? What does the Rashba say? Because what? Anyone have a marker for me? Just try to make this easier. Not real. I had a marker. Yeah. Noam, didn't you hide it or something?
Yeah.
So the Rashba says... So the Rashba says what? How do you neutralize that Gemara in Chulin? How do you neutralize that Gemara in Chulin, Rabbi Yisai? Ribay Melacha. Excellent. You add a new pot to the fire. Zokteran, that's also his Eitza for the guy on Yontif. Maybe you're going to add the things that are already on the fire. The pot's full. I'm going to put a second pot. That's the Gzera. Why? Because the Ran says the following. The Ran says, first he quotes the Ri's answer, but I'm going to skip straight to the Ran's answer. He starts saying that the Ri says that there's a chilek between Shabbos and Yom. On Shabbos, the Ri, let's talk about the Ri. Even though I said I wasn't to, but I'm going to talk about it now. On Shabbos, we aser Ribu Bishir. And why? Because we're dealing with an Isser Skila. What's the Isser Skila, Rabbi Yisai?
Zero.
Chil Shabbos is Skila. Yom Tif is never Skila. Yom Tif at most will be Malchus. Zokta Ri, by Yom Tif, which is only an Isser Lav. So we're Makel. That's the Gemara about adding more water to wash your hands and feet. That's the Gemara about Beitz Yedzayin and Aleph about adding another piece to the pot. By Gemara Menaches, it's Isser Skila, Shabbos. Therefore, we asked Rebbe Bashir. And that's why it's on par in the Gemara and the Suffolk that it's Rebbe Bashir and will be more of an issue. That Svara of the Re, Rabbi Yisai, screams what? Rebbe Shirim is Doraisa or Rebbe Shirim is Derabbanan? These are svaras like, where were we Goyzer? We were Goyzer by more Chomer, by not more Chomer, Lav versus Skila. That means the whole thing to begin with is a Rebbe Shirim. It is a Derabbanan, sorry. That fits in the camp of the Rashba. Because if it's Osir, it's Osir. If Doraisa, it's Osir, I shouldn't make a difference between a Lav and a Skila. Yeah.
Just like a Martin
yes, that's the wrong answer, unless you answer like the Rashi. That's the second pot. Raboisai but comes along the Ran and he says, no, that's not the Pshat. Because the Ran is of the opinion that what? Ribi Bishurim Be'etzim could be a Deorais. If Ribi Bishurim is Deorais, so why are you for schluffing in what? In Yom Tif. Why are you not saying boo in Yom Tif? What happened to Gemara Beitza Yitzayin? What happened to Gemara about heating up water that you could have extra for the hands and the feet? Like Pasach Peh with Tzavkit, no one says anything. Why? Zokhtaran, it's not about Lav versus Skila. It's about Yom Tif versus not Yom Tif. Zokhtaran. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. This Ran is so fundamental for your entire approach to Yom Tov. Any sugya you're going to do on Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai, is going to change your whole approach. This Ran is famous. Zok the Heilig Ran. When the Torah tells you that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos, I need a marker. No, I don't want you to miss it. Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. Zok the Ran. The Torah tells you can cook from Aleches Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif, Chiddush HaTorah. It doesn't mean that we have a heter to cook on Yom Tif. It doesn't mean that we're pushing away the Isser Malacha of Yom Tif. It means for Eichel Nefesh, there was never an Isser. Chevra, what the Ran is telling you is something you say to stick, Rabbi Yisai, for your life. There's two ways to understand a heter in the Torah. A heter could be dchuya, it's pushed away. Or a heter could be hutra. It was never usher to begin with. Those are fundamentally different type of isur. Zok the Ran, Meleches Ochel Nefesh is not walking around with a heter. That the isur exists, but the chazal, the Torah said there's a dispensation. That you're allowed to push away the Isser. The Isser is non-existent. If you're taka in the world of Oichol Nefesh on Yontif, it doesn't exist. The Torah Aser Meleches Avoida. working the field. The Torah never answered cooking. That was never included in the lavim of Yontif. That's what's called hutra. Mela Zokteran. Now everything is a charm. Now everything's geshmak. I don't need skila versus lav. Forget this. These are svaras in the rabbonis. No. That's all wrong. You got it all wrong. Ribbit b'shiurim is d'oraisa. Ribbit b'shiurim is serious. If the etzem melacha is awesome. But if the etzem melacha was never awesome, means you're in the world of yontif, of ochel nefesh. Have a party. Add more to the pot. Ribbit b'shiurim is mutter. Beitza yud zayin, put another piece in the pot. Add more water for the baker. Add more water to wash your hands and feet, as long as it's royal ishtiyah. Ribbit b'shiurim on something which is hutar has no limitations because there's no isser. It makes a lot of sense, everybody. It's like you need the isser to exist in order to say that the ribbit b'shiurim is usser. But if the isser was always hutra, so then mainly you're not going to have the marbe isser. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone hopping? Masha'en ken, Rabbi Yisai, Zog Teran. Pikuach Nefesh. Atzola? Atzola? No, whoa, Cheshbin. Don't just think that Shabbos doesn't exist, Atzola, man. Don't just think that you don't have to. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. Pikuach Nefesh? What's necessary is necessary. Pikuach nefesh is. Everybody say, finish the statement for me. Pikuach nefesh is. Doicha Shabbos means it's. Is. Tchuya. Is tchuya. We push it. I'd comment that we have to push it. But if you're doing something that's not pushed, you're just violating this skill. There's no matir on that thing. You had to do that in order to save your life. Okay, figure out what you have to do. Cheshbin. Make sure you know that you're in the right area. This is heavy waters, everybody says. That's pikuach nefesh. Memela zokteran. Now I open up a Gemara Menachos. And what? It says what? I don't know. Taka is under Isa. This is a sheko. What's better over here? Taka shayla. We're all in deraisa territory. I have a Gemara in Chulin that says what? To add more for what? From the Chayla's pot. Yeah, Xerish Shemi Arbishul. I don't have to change that Gemara. I don't have to say that it's a new pot that I put on the fire, that it's Marba Malacha. No, it's Riba Bashira. Because fundamentally, was the Malacha Hutra? The answer is no. It's Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos up the Ran is Chuyah. Now I have a Gemara in Erevin, and that Fanaches of the Ran, that's talking about what? A guy! We're never matir to be marbet for the baby Al Yidei Yisrael, like the Bahag. I think we just resolved every single Gemara according to the Ran, right? Chevra? Good? No? Isaac? What? The Ran himself says, first line of the run, to add another pot. You're going to add another pot. That's what he says in the beginning of the run. Chevra, we're good? So now we got to explain the Bahag. What's the Peshat in the Bahag? What's the Peshat of the Bahag and what's the Peshat in the Rashi? Lamaisa, they have to explain away Gemara Menachos. That is the Ran's critical Gemara of Lysai. That is the key that the Ran says is a selling point to the Ran, that Riba B'Shiurim is klar what? An Isser D'Oraisa. That is a hard Gemara to grapple. So what's the Rashi going to do? What's the Bahag going to do? Gemara and Chulin we neutralized. So, I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, what is the story with Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? I just told you that the Ran clearly holds that the heter of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and the heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif are not synonymous. Why? Because what? Ochel Nefesh is Hutra and Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Tchuy. Is that Pasha? Does everyone agree to that? Maybe we can analyze that. Maybe we could delve into the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Maybe that could help us for our discovery for the Ra, for the Rashba and the Bahag. So where do I go? So I have a Rosh in Yuma and a Ra in Yuma. What is the Rosh in Yuma and Ra in Yuma doing? This is in the 8th parak of Yuma, which is a fascinating parak. I think we quoted it a few weeks ago, Rabbi Osai. But the Gemara tells us that when you have a sick individual, the Mishnah says, "Ma'achilin oso hakal hakal tchil." Don't jump to the most chomer dika iser. Don't jump to give this guy the worst avera possible just because he's a sick person. We want to do things in gradations. We want to limit the amount that we're going to have. If he has the ability to not violate an iser karis, so let's give him a lower level iser. If it's only going to be an iser derabbanan, don't give him an iser lav, right? That's the ma'achilin oso hakal hakal tchil. Look at the ingredients of the medication, and even if he has to have non-kosher medication, take the less chomer than before the most chomer. Comes along the Rishon Rabbi say, this was like on the WhatsApp chats, this was on the Snapchat and the Facebooks of the times of the Rishon. This was a Shiloh that was being forwarded around. This was on top of the Shiloh, it said forwarded. This was forwarded to the Maharami Rutenberg. It was forwarded from the Rav, from the Ravid. It was talked about in the Rosh, and it was talked about in the Ran. This was the talk of the town. You want to know what the talk of the town is? Listen to the Shiloh that was like on the headlines of all the hack. You have a choile on Shabbos, and you don't know what to do. What are my options, Rav Osai? Fill in the blanks for me. The doctor says he's got to eat meat today, now. And we don't have any meat. He needs it. So what are our options, Rabbi Sai, for the meat? We have to either give him an avela meat, or we could shech the meat and give it to him. What should we do? Should we violate the Isser Shechita for him? Or should we give him a piece of nevela that's already ready that you can get from the non-Jew? Or the guy can kill an animal and it will be not geshechted because a guy can't do shechita. So he'll do what's called nechira, he'll knock it dead, whatever. And the animal will be without shechita, is an iser what? Nevela.
Didn't we speak about this?
I don't know.
About a yid who you get from a yid shechita on Shabbos, and how it becomes possibly usher from like retroactively because...
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure what you're trying to do. Let me go. So what do you do? What's the answer? What would you think? I'm asking you before the Rishon. What would you say, Jonah? What do you think? Yeah, what would you write? Here's your Shiloh. Here's your Shiloh. You have this sick man, and he needs to do it. So what do you do? What do you think?
First thing that I would think would be he could let him violate it, not me. Meaning, like, he's the one who's sick.
So we're not going to make a difference between him and you. You have the ability to act on his behalf. Let's not get into that.
Okay.
Let's assume he's too weak and he needs you to do it for him.
Which one has the more chomer punishment?
Which one has the more chomer punishment? So basically Jonah is telling me, so do you know Jonah? Shechita has the more chomer punishment, so therefore you're gonna tell me to do what? No. No, you're not.
No, yeah.
Right, I got you. So Jonah, I hear what Jonah's saying. Jonah's saying that I think he should have an avail on Shabbos, and I'm with Jonah, really. You know why? Because Jonah's weighing two isurim, and he's saying, what is the punishment for eating avela, Rabbi Osai? Anyone know? What?
A lot.
So you're going to get Malchus. Chil Shabbos is Skila. So Jonah would rather have him around still alive. Thank you, Jonah. And that would probably be the obvious conclusion from Machilin Osoa Kala Kal Tchila. Yet for some reason, a group of the Rishonim on this forwarded chat did not come to the conclusion of Jonah. And the Shiloh is why. So comes along a group of the Rishonim. said, let me take the Ran in Yuma for a second. He quotes a Ravid, and it's unclear what the Ravid means. Did anyone see the Ran in Yuma? Ran Yuma quotes a Ravid that asked this question. And the Ravid says that the Isser Skila is Lefanecha, and the Isser Lav is not Lefanecha, so therefore you should be Mat to the Isser Skila. It's not exactly clear what the Ravid means. And then what's even more perplexing is that the Rush quotes another day of the Ravid, says something even more strange. That's what I was arguing with the guys in Ratorsky share, because he quoted this when they did this Tysonaris in Gittin. He says that there's a chayil in the other side of the world, so therefore you should be mutter to shech. The Ran says he doesn't agree with what the Ravid's saying. And the Ran says something fascinating. Wait a second, you should look up this Ran. The Ran says, I'd rather him do one more chamer avera than have many lower averas. He says, if you have the nevela meat, every bite that he takes is going to be another issur. Says the Ran, and Rabbi said, don't forget this. If you have a choice between a higher quality, more chamer avera in one shot versus many less severe averos, it's up to Ran. I'd rather you transgress less averos than do one more severe avera and take the Isser Skila in one shot, then violate many lower level Isurim. That's the Ran sheet. Okay? Chevra, I'm just going to tell you something geschmack. I wrote an article on this, and I got a haskama from Nevinsol on this psak. Got the Shiloh twice in my shul. Guy had to leave to the hospital, call an Uber, which is what guys do in order when their wife's pregnant and they're expecting. Told you the Shiloh. And the Shiloh was like this. Two people asked me the Shiloh, two different years. I forgot to unlock my phone, and I was going to get the Uber. I have two ways to unlock my phone. Listen to this. I can use a normal thumbprint to unlock it, or I can do the passcode with four different shinuyim with my knuckle. What's better? So let's break it down, real boys. One kederech, that's normal, and one and four shaloi kederechs. Okay, albeit all within potentially the rabbanans, but maybe one's more severe than the next. Shabura says even within the rabbanans, you should limit how many the rabbanans you do. So what I suggested is that this is going to be totally on the Machlokes Rishonim. I've had a deal with the Rishonim's Kasha that was forwarded around on the WhatsApp chats back in the day, hundreds of years ago. According to the Ran, you might rather do the fingerprint that you're done in one shot than do the four passcode, because you're doing more averus in quantity than in quality. Everyone hear what I'm saying? But if you have another answer to the Rishonim's Kasha, like the Ravid, or like the Rush over there, maybe you won't agree with the Ran. And then you would say, what? It might be better to do four lower level Isurim. So now I have a halacha lemaisa shayla of who do I paskin legabe this shayla in the Rishonim about the Shechita on Shabbos, and it depended on how we paskin legabe the Ran. Or Rav Nevinsol said he thinks we paskin like the Ran.
What did the Ravid hold?
The Ravid held either there was a chayla the rest of the world, or the Ravid says that the Isser Shabbos is more nitan lefanecha than the Isser Nevela. You'll see in the Ran how he quotes the Ravid, and the Rush how he quotes the Ravid. But Rabbeisai, there's another teretz to the Rishonim, which is more focused on our sugya, which I wanted you to see, that the Rush quotes from the Rabbeinu Meir, Ramarami Rutenberg, and he had a teretz to the Shiloh Rabbeisai that was not like any of the Rishonim that we presented. And it's very fundamental for our sugya, Zakta Maharami Rutenberg. Avada used to do the Shechita. You know why? Because the Shechita is mutter. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is what? Is Hutra. It never was Usur. In Cain, then I'm not weighing anything against each other. an avada, why would I serve him nevela that's going to be katz and disgusting and mess up your whole body when you have something that's totally mutter? That's what my Rami Rumberg was saying. He's saying that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is tantamount to what? To meleches ochol nefesh on Yom Kippur. It's all the same. Oh, what? Oh, very good, very good.
So can I eat it now?
One second, slow down. So that's the Rami Rumberg's answer. That's my Rami Rumberg again. My Rami Rumberg is not talking about Reb Shur. He's talking about... one second. Let's just focus on what he's talking about. He's talking about Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So my Rami Rumberg is arguing that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. Rabbi Sai, who's Lishitoso in this sugya, Rabbi Sai? Who's Lishitoso in this sugya? Did you chap? Who's Lishitoso? The Ram. The Ran in Yuma that has a different teretz to the Kasha, the Rishonim, is Lishitoso to the Ran in Beitza. You with me? The Ran couldn't say like the Rabbeinu Meir. Because the Ran holds Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is what? Is Tchuya. And therefore he needed to come on to that new answer of more or less severe Yisurim is worse than one shot more severe Isser. So maybe Rabbi Sai, the Bahag and the Rashba held that fundamentally Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. If that's the case, Rabbi Sai, So now, potentially, on a level of the Araisa, if I have two options, to cut two branches versus to cut a branch with three dates and one additional date that's not necessary, on a level of the Araisa, everything is what? Everything is permissible. Perhaps that whole Gemara Menachos Renan is only a chumrim d'rabbanan, which one's better? And that was the entire suffix of Rava. Because fundamentally, pikuach nefesh on a level of d'oraisa is mutar. Perhaps that's the eitzah of the Baha. And now the Baha tells you, you want to know what? How are you going to get hot water through a Yisrael for this baby? Agavim. Because Reba Bashir and my Pikuach Nefesh is on something that's mutter. So maybe it's all mutter. Maybe he agrees fundamentally to the Ran. He just thinks that the Ran, you missed the boat in terms of your analysis in Pikuach Nefesh. Now, this would have major implications for both sides. Do I have to limit the amount of Chol Shabbos I do for a Cholot? Do I have to cheshbin everything I'm doing? Do I have to try to limit? Or do you say, quote, that is just Hutra, and therefore I don't have to do things in a limited fashion? Marami Rittenberg obviously took a side like that. So now, in order to say what we're saying, we're adding and saying some serious Chidushim, Rabbi Sai, that I'm a little nervous to say, to be honest. But in order to get out of this kasha on the Bahag and on the Rajva, in order to neutralize that Gemara Menachos, I'm saying a chiddush in all pikuach nefesh according to the Rashba and the Bahag. Did everyone understand what I just did?
Yeah.
What part?
Like how I understand how getting the baby is okay.
Because it's Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, so therefore Reb Shirom is going to be Mutter.
So I can also benefit.
Who?
Reb Shirom is not for the Pikuach Nefesh. Reb Shirom is for the baby.
Yeah. But as long as. But maybe Reb Shirom, just like the Ran said, Reb Shirom is Mutter, when the Etzem Pu'ula, like Malechus Ochel Nefesh, is Hutra, so too the Bahag and the Rashba will say that that's true by the Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos.
So you can have a barbecue for
having something that's already Mutter.
So really, I can have a barbecue for all my friends.
But we're trying to say that Reb Shirom is mutter.
No, because you don't have to go off nefesh.
This isn't for but the pu'ul of the act.
Right?
The
pu'ul is not mutter.
If I heat up the grill,
no, you need a heter.
The only thing that's blocked, I'm doing the shlicha because I'm not doing the malacha anymore.
What?
Showing stick and
maybe that's what will come out. Now that's what it sounds like they're saying in the Gemara, unless my pshat is wrong.
Why do we need agave?
Unless because you need a heter.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
You need pikuach nefesh.
So once you have pikuach nefesh, you can make as much as you want for anything.
Maybe that's what they're saying.
Why is that pikuach?
Maybe with the rabbanon they would say not so.
Why is that? Pikuach?
And therefore you need a tzarech mitzvah to be matzah the yisur rabbanon. But on level deraisa, if you're asking me on a level deraisa, yeah, you're not in any heavy water. According to what I'm saying. Yeah.
Even without the mother, wouldn't
you
still be
the
pikuach? Okay, but as long as the Torah never asserted it's a mamela, as long as it's within that same kula, that's gonna be something that's splinter.
So it's like
yeah, it's huge. Rabbi, it's so huge that I'm very nervous to say that this is pshat and this is the only work of pshat in the Bahag and in the Rashba. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to introduce you to Rabbi Chana Wasser. Yeah, Jeremy.
Rabbi took the Rosh who said pikuach nefesh.
The Maharam Mirumberg that's quoted in the Rosh.
And then Rabbi took the Ran who says that Rabbi Shurin would be fine if the Etzem Isser is not.
Correct. Where's the... I didn't get a quote with Shurin. Do you have one for me? Where?
Hard copy.
Oh.
No,
I'm fine. Turn to Beitza, or don't turn, because you have it in front of you. Simen Mem Ches. We'll get to Simen Mem Test tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem Rav Yisrael. If you guys let me talk.
Yeah. I would say it's okay, because now that I'm in the blister of Kuaf Nefesh, I'm able to have a barbecue out of that.
If you have a heter, you can add more to the same pu'ula.
Right.
More quantity. Yes.
So the acholib in first three and first and the seven would be the same status for is kuch nefesh. They both fit in that category. Acholish yesh bo sakana.
Yeah.
Between three and seven.
That's what the Bahag said.
No chiluk.
The Bahag said that. Yeah. There's a chiluk of whether or not they say tricha, but if she's tricha, so then that's what the Bahag said. Right? Rabbi Sai, Zok the Rabbi Chanan, let's skip down to the middle, where he's analyzing this machloikis as follows. You see where he says, Vishamati Atam, in the middle of the piece, Memches? It's nothing sweeter than Rabbi Chanan. This is what Rabbi Chanan says. Vishamati Atam, it's about 10 lines down in Memches. Pishabdechol chada v'chada b'fnei atzma muteris. You know why the Rashba holds that it's muter in the Gemara Menachos to break the branch with three, because you look at, in theory, is everything potentially usable for this chaylah? And as long as each one of them is usable, so then that's going to have something that's going to be mutter. He could be cured by any one of these dates or figs. Shum dechol chada b'chada b'fnei atzma muteris. The chol chada chazia lechoyla, because each one is fit for the choyla. The ezem ehem te'aser, and which one of these items am I going to prohibit? Ulefi tamzen, according to this idea, im yevashel o yotzi shtei grogers bebas achas, if a person will do one activity, or do one hotzah, in one shot, ha'achas ru'uyu lechoyla, ba'acheres einu ru'uyla, I'm doing one maisa, but one is fit for the choyla, and one is not edible to the choyla, Vaday asr midaraisa. Even though you did it all in one pu'ula, that would be something that's going to be asr, right? Rabbi Sai, I have a box, and inside the box, some of the item is mutter, and some of the item is asr. Some of the item is fit for the chayla, some of the item is not fit for the chayla. Then what? Carrying that item on Shabbos would be what? An isr daraisa. Because the heter over here is the fact that each one could cure the chayla. And each one, in theory, is permissible. Let's say a person takes food and stones, right? Behotza achas, in one maisa, in one pu'ula. So it's what? It's a ribui b'shiurim. I'm doing a malacha, half the malacha is mutter, but I'm adding more quantity that's not usable, right? Zok, according to the Rashba, loka ala avonim, you're going to get malchus for the rocks. Because that did not have any usability on Yom Tov. Midor Raisa, v'chein lahep. Everyone with me, guys? Oh. Ima yushtei groveres b'shtei uktzin. So now if I have two dried figs on two branches, v'chol chada v'chada chazi l'choyle, and each one, in theory, is what? Permissible for the choyle. V'tola shnei uktzin b'vasachas, gamken shari midor Raisa. Also, it's going to be mutter. Why? The Ezim Ehem Te Aser, because which one is going to be Aser? Each one of them has potential permissibility. As long as each one of them are fit for the Chayla, so therefore that's going to be Mutter. Vim Kain, Masha Hiksha Aran, Perak Beis De Beitz, Al Shita Zu, Misugi De Menachas, Loi Kasha. He thinks that the Rashba will say, as long as each action has potentially a Pikuach Nefesh for each item, because in theory each item would be usable, that will be permissible according to the Rashba, and midoraisa, everything is mutter, because everything is fit for the choyla. So both on a level doraisa were an option. So don't ask me from the Gemara Menachos. So what's the Das HaRan? So what does the Ran hold? Listen to the Rabbi Chanan says, Aval Das HaRan l'sham l'chalek bein t'chuy l'hotro. Did the pikuach nefesh b'shabes osu midoraisa? Uba'ochal nefesh b'yontiv shari? So what is the significance about something being tchuya and something being hutra? Zokter Rabbi Chanan the following. V'nira tam chilek zeh, d'b'melecha Shabbos yeshna guf ha-melecha u'maisa ha-melecha. There's two elements to chilel Shabbos. We're about to say, listen carefully. There's the guf ha-melecha, the action that you're doing. The item that's getting affected, and then there's the ma'isa malacha, the action that you're doing. Kegon b'mavashal, a person's cooking on Shabbos. Guf ha'malacha hi mashem is bashal b'Shabbos. The malacha is the fact that the item is getting cooked on Shabbos. What's the ma'isa malacha? The ma'isa malacha is what? Is putting the pot on the fire. Hi hamodas hakadera ala esh. Okay? But you can split between those things. Im yamin akdeira b'shabes v'gomer bishol yeh v'gbarak bishol yeh b'chol. If I put the pot on the fire on Shabbos and it only gets cooked when on Motzei Shabbos, I'm what Rabotzai? I'm potter. Why? Because I had a maisa without the guf hamalacha. It didn't come into fruition, right? V'chein lahepeh. Also in the opposite sense. Im yamid agdeira b'erev Shabbos, I put the food on the pot, on the fire, on erev Shabbos. Va'bishol yia b'Shabbos, but the cooking, the guf hamalacha only kicks in when on Shabbos. Potter, why? Because I'm missing the ma'isa hamalacha. It cooked on the fire on Shabbos, but when did you put it on? You put it on from before Shabbos. So you're missing both of those elements. You need both. You need the ma'isa hamalacha and you need the guf hamalacha. So this is there now. He says, "Va'toilish oikitz echad." So now let's go to Ketzira. A person breaks a branch on Shabbos. Sheyesh bo shtei grogris, has two dates. Asa b'maisa echad, he did a pu'ula, one action, shtei malachos, two malachos ketziras. Why? Shenitlish through shtei grogris, ava maisa atlisha hi achas. But he only did one activity. But two guf malachas, two items that resulted to be cut from that one activity of cutting. So listen to what he says. V'himaisa muteresha yatzarech litloish b'shvil grogeres achas hatzricha l'choyla oyla ochel nefesh b'yantif u'bezeh yesh l'chalik. And this is why the Ran makes a distinction between Shabbos and Yantif. Between pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and Yantif. Bein hutra l'tchuyah. To be hutra in a situation where what? It's yontif and the actual iser is mutter.
Nechsheves hamaisa ki'ilu nasis b'chol. Now, what does it look like? When you now what? Put that pot on the fire, and it's in a situation where chutra, like meleches yantif, so then what? It's having the gufa melecha without the pu'ula. You never had a pu'ula sisser. It's tantamount to what? To an item cooking on Shabbos when you put the item where? Before Shabbos. That's missing the pu'ula sisser. Even though there was a result that there was a malacha done, but there's Zokteran Aval Bitchuya, where the Isser is in fact around. We can't consider the transgression and the mice as if it was done when? On a weekday. Because La Halacha, it's what? It's tchuyu, it's not hotra. So it's not as if it was done on a weekday. Im kain, lo nechshev kilu nasa ma'isa b'chol, lefizeh, im tolish b'yomtiv, oiketz shiesh bo shtei grogeres, ha'achas ru'ui la'achil, v'acheres einu ru'ui yelo l'klovim, mikom ukom shari midar raisa, kevin da ma'isa atlisho hotra, u'leperish harishu, b'chi agav na'os midar raisa. He wants to say, Rabbi Chanon, that let's say you had a grogeres, one was spoiled, and one was fit for the chayla. And they were both growing from the same branch. Right? One was edible and one was not. Or you have otsa. You have one evan and you have one medicine that's going to go for the chayla. But I'm doing it in one maisa. If the maisa is what? Is hutra? So according to the Ran, you would not be over nisa the rice. Because it's as if I did it on a weekday. Right? I don't care about the usability of the items, Zakhtar Bukhana. Because there's never a malacha done. The gufa malacha was as if it was done on a weekday. There's no maisa malacha to now attribute the gufa malacha to now be mechayev me. Whereas according to the Rajba, if I'm carrying something that's not usable for the choyla, so then what? Even though it's in a riba b'shiurim, it's going to be asamidu araisa. So now you're going to have a kula according to the Ran, in the fact that he understands Riba Vishiurim, if according to the Ran, they don't have to be both usable, and the Heter, according to the Rashba, the way Rabbi Chanan's learning, is that in theory, the fact that both of these items have the permissibility, have the Heter, and which one are you going to choose? So therefore, one is not better than the other. Each one has the Heter, Pikuach Nefesh. As long as they're technically both usable, Zokter Rajva, so then you're going to have the heter of Pikuach Nefesh on each one. And that's the suffix of the Gemara in Menachos. Whereas according to the Ran, that's not the case. According to the Ran, the only heter and the only time you can get Riba Shurim off the ground is if fundamentally the item is going to be mutter, and I could view that what I'm doing over here is not a pu'ulas isser. If it's not a pu'ulas isser, so then there's no malacha done. So, but I don't have to care about whether the additional item, is it usable, is it not usable, according to the Ran. That's not the fundamental issue. That's the fundamental issue according to the Rashba. The reason why the Rashba is neutralizing the Gemara and Nachis is because each item on its own had a potential permissibility. It was usable for the Chayla. Whereas according to the Ran, that's not the case. We don't even care about the usability. We don't care about the fact that the chayla could benefit from the other item. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi Chanan wants to say, even if the other item that was going to be included in this malacha was not usable by the chayla, it still would have the heter of Riba B'Shiurim. The only difference, Zakhtaran, is that Riba B'Shiurim on something that's not mutter is a malacha and is a problem. It's only in an area where fundamentally there was never an isser and it was as if you cooked on a weekday, then I can get the heter off the ground. According to Rabbi Chanan's Shita, it's not about Pikuach Nefesh, according to the Bahag and the Rashba, being Hutra versus Tchuya. It's about a fundamentally different understanding of why Ribi B'Shiurim is Mutter. Because as long as each item could potentially be used, that now carries the heter by each one, and one might not be there better than the other. And the nafkamino, according to Rabbi Chanan's Hesber, is what happens if this additional item is not usable, both on Yontif or for a Chayla. according to the Rashba, you'd be over in a Seder Raisa. And according to the Ran, maybe not, as long as you're in the world of Hutra. Those are two fundamentally different approaches to how to understand Riba B'Shurim and how to neutralize this Gemara Menachos to try to make a working shot for the Baha'i and the Rashba in the Gemara and Erev in Samaches. To allow this baby to get the food, Agav, the mother, through Ribui B'Shur. Okay, Rabbi Yisai? Ranan.
Questions. So in the Naphos, according to how we're understanding the Naphos, on a logical theory, let's say you picked one first, like one of the one branches, is there a difference between picking the one with three or the one with one after you pick that first one?
According to the Rashba Lefira Bochanan,
once you pick, let's say you pick
the Chayla needs two,
right.
You picked one.
Now, is there a difference between you picking
no, I don't think so.
No,
I think it would be the same cheshbon. Yeah, or that would be the suffix of the Gemara. That suffix is still kind. Yeah.
You wouldn't need to be over Riba B'Shurim, right? He only needs two. He already caught one.
As long as each one is usable for that chayla, he would allow you. He would have a tzad to even let you cut the branch of the three. It's not. No, I'm trying to. I'm leaving the world of Hutra. I'm not trying to make the Rashbar Hutra. Saying, like the Rabbi Chanan Pshat, as long as on a level of Doraisa, that would be something that the Chayla could benefit from, so therefore each one would be Mutter. Yeah. Yeah.
How do we answer like the Ravid's question?
No. I just use the Ravid's question to bring in the theory that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos might be Hutra, the first option to explain the Bahag. But I didn't want to stick with that. I wanted an alternative shot. Because I thought it was a big chiddush to pin the Bahag and the Rashba to say that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, because that's going to be a major, major chiddush in all avenues of Shabbos. So I wanted to find out, is there another way for us to explain away the sheet of the Bahag, even without making the case that Pikuach Nefesh was Hutra? Perhaps there might be another fundamental way of understanding the way Ribi B'Shirim works, like the way Rabbi Chanan is suggesting in Simen Nimchas. Rabbi Yisai, there's... Yeah, you.
So, in the case of, like, if you pick the dates off, so it's mutter to anyone else, if the Riba B'Shurim is okay, as long as they were all wrong, you heal the guy at a point.
According to the Rashba.
Right, according to the Rashba. So, I mean, even after the guy's healed, as long as they were wrong to heal the guy when they were picked off, they're mutter for everyone to eat now.
Well, no, that, then you get into the Gemara and Chulin. No, that would be also because of Xavier. Yeah. We're just talking about the Chola. Acherim is Aser from the Gemara and Chulin because of Gzeir.
But just for the Gzeir itself, it doesn't make a difference. Meaning that that's the subject of Gemara.
Right.
For eating it, everyone said you can't.
Everyone else cannot eat it because of the Gemara and Chulin. Yeah.
So the Nafkamina is if one of the days was
born. That's the way Rabbi Chanan looks. That's the way Rabbi Chanan looks. Rabbi Yisai.
How would you be able to answer the case of the baby then? Right? You can't use the water. I don't know if you has it.
Why not?
If you can't give the food to other people, then you can't use the baby water.
Meaning, why isn't the Gemara an Erev and Usher because of the Gemara and Chulin? You want to know?
Right.
Mistama, you're going to have to say because of Tzarech Mitzvah. You're right. It's a good point. You ever understood what he just asked? He's saying, the Gemara says that if I cook for a Chayla, I can't have leftovers eaten by a Stam visitor. So you have to make a distinction between the baby, the Tzarech Mitzvah, and that Gemara and Chulin. That's a good point.
You can use the extra dates for Tzarech Mitzvah also, though?
Maybe. Yeah, that's what you'd have to say. Rabbi Yisai, that's in terms of understanding Ribui B'Shurim. Rabbi Yisai, I don't want to get too carried away with Ribui B'Shurim, but this Hesber of Elchanan will have potentially halachic ramifications. I want to ask you the following shiloh, okay? I'm carrying a key on Yontif. I only need one of those keys. The rest of the keys, as to my car, as to this, is that no tzorech Yontif. Can I say Riba B'Shurim on the key ring with all the keys?
Depends.
Is there any chance to use them?
What?
Is there any chance to use them?
No. Might be a machlik as the Rashba and the Ran, according to Rabbi Chanan's Hesber. Whether or not that would be mutter through Riba B'Shurim.
Why isn't that a Shabbos also? Like
of course it's not Sarah
Shabbos.
There's no malacha done with an air. Rabbi Yisai, the last part of our sugya that we need to analyze right now is one final question that the Achronim subtly asked. His kasha is brought down in the Chassam Sofer. It's really a kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger and Erevin and Daf Samach Chesma Beis. This is the final stage of the sugya, Rabbi Yisai. So what do we have, Rabbi Yisai? We have a Bahag. Bahag says the case was Ayidei Yisrael. Tosis doesn't like it. Why doesn't Tosis like it, Rabbi Yisai? Because you're being Mechal Shabbos with Riva B'Shiurim for this baby. Riva B'Shiurim, that's a very serious Avera. So therefore, Tosis holds what? Tosis holds what? It's being done through a Goy. It's being done through a Goy? What's Taisa's Shita about doing a malacha yidei akum, a deoraisa through a guy? Huh? For a mitzvah? No, we don't hold a bahag, right? Frekar kibbe eger and erev in sana chesa the oimis de gatasha. Zokar kibbe eger. I don't understand why you help things by even putting a goy in the mix. Why? Because even Ayyadeh the goy, Rabbi Yisai, if Riva Bishiurim is a what? Is a deoraisa, so you just have a goy doing a deoraisa, so we're back at square one. So the whole thesis makes no sense. If you hold Riva Bishiurim is a deoraisa, Rabbi Yisai, the akum doing Riva Bishiurim agavimo is back to what? Is like doing siva. That's Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. We don't matter that for other mitzvahs.
Who says Tosis holds
the deraisa? Oh, so maybe Tosis doesn't hold the deraisa.
He says save his derabanan.
He doesn't say it. We don't know. We were medayik yesterday. That's why I killed it with that diik. Rabbi Yisai, Frechter B'Kiva Eger, if you hold that it's a deraisa, so at least Tosis should spell that out. Why is it poshut? At least you should say, Reb Shirim is derabanan. Right? So now it's going to be a shvus to shvus for makom mitzvah. But in the world of the Raisa, Rabbi Yisai, there are Rishonim that hold Riva Shirim as the Raisa. So now if you hold Riva Shirim as the Raisa, so is the guy going to really help you? So Mirtzah Shem tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, we'll analyze the Tzam Sofer, the Rashash, and Rabbi Chanan and Simon Memtes to have three options of how to resolve this last stage in the Tosfos and how to end this part of the sugya, Mirtzah Hashem, for this last final fashion.